on Triple J.
Hey, Tom Tilley here. Do you think we need to change the way we police drugs? If you do, it appears a group of politicians are now on your side of the debate.
The current approach to treating drugs as a criminal matter has entirely failed.
Triple J.
We should reduce the punishment for personal drug use offences, reassess the use of sniffer dogs, and base drug driving tests on how much the drugs actually impair your driving. Do these ideas sound like common sense? They're right in line with drug safety advocates and what they've been saying for years. Yeah, well, now a Victorian parliamentary inquiry has come to the same conclusions. What brought them around? Joe Lauder has the story.
The current approach to treating drugs as a criminal matter almost entirely has entirely failed and has created far more harm than anything that it has prevented.
That's Fiona Patton from the Reason Party, formerly known as the Sex Party. She's now a Victorian senator. Today, a massive report into drug law reform dropped here in Victoria, recommending some pretty big changes to drug laws. The report itself is huge, 680 pages, and looked at all parts of drug policy, but didn't go as far as some people were hoping.
Look, I certainly think we could have been a lot bolder, but it was a bipartisan committee. It was a conservative committee. With that in mind, this will be a very useful document to provide a very thoughtful pathway to reform.
One of the biggest recommendations in the report is a total rethink of drug possession so that it's treated as a health issue and not as a criminal one. So instead of people getting busted for small amounts of drugs, they could be referred to health programs or support or education instead.
We have got diversion laws in Victoria on our statute book, which means that police could divert them to health or prevention programs if they're found with the possession of a small quantity.
It's also suggested a further review of the amount of drugs that are considered possession and what counts as trafficking. The report also wants Victoria Police to review their use of sniffer dogs at events like music festivals to see if they do actually work, and also to review the harms that could come from having sniffer dogs there. And when it comes to pill testing, the report's described it as a good idea, but it didn't get support from all the politicians on the committee. Instead, they've recommended introducing a pill testing service that isn't for punters, but for paramedics and police working at events like music festivals.
So when someone is found to have had an adverse effect from a certain substance, that information gets out as widely and as quickly as possible. So in doing that, there was a recommendation to put up pill testing for emergency workers.
And the committee also looked at drug driving laws. At the moment, you can get busted for drug driving when any amount of drugs are picked up in your system, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's affecting you. Police also only test for cannabis, MDMA and ice.
No one has done any research in Australia to say that a certain level of a drug inside your system will create impairment. And that is the work we think is missing enormously.
But for a lot of these big issues, the report fell short of actually backing these changes. Instead, it's recommended setting up a drugs advisory council to look into them further. Like, for instance, whether we should be introducing limits for drug driving, a wider pill testing program, and also looking at what other countries are doing around legalising cannabis. Dr. Alex Wodak is the president of the Australian Drug Law Reform Council. He reckons this is a safe report and he wanted it to go further, but he thinks it's politically achievable.
Yes, it's taking stock, and it's also taking stock of what's politically achievable at the moment. It's a difficult issue for the polished what is digestible at the moment.
The Victorian government has till September to respond to the report.
Hack. Triple J.
Joe Lauder reporting, and on the text line, Amber from the Gold Coast, you say, yeah, legit, if people weren't scared of sniffer dogs or getting caught, they wouldn't take all their drugs at once and overdose. I'm all for pill testing and monitoring of drug use.
Hack. Triple J.